for me, it's been a bit of a tough year. I'd like to have a bit more interaction with the world. I guess that's why I have this podcast. And now, of course, Twitter's dead, and there's going to be a lot. It's so hard to find people that you know and like on Mastodon. The thing that I've been doing is following, you know, follow people that you know, like the Laughing Buddha, and then run through their followers lists to see if they've followed anybody else who's come over from Twitter, you know, in our sphere. But people just really aren't using Mastodon that much right now. Anyway, I'm off of Twitter. I'm done. My account is still active. I'm in the process of deleting my accounts. The only thing I'm gonna miss about Twitter is there's only three people on there that are still active, and that's the boys from the Enormous Podcast and Big Fatty. So I think I'm gonna miss those guys if they don't come over to Mastodon.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I think I'm gonna miss this Big Fatty podcast.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3890. The FO for two, I say Tuesday, the 3rd of January, 2023, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'll tell you all about my day, and maybe a little Ask Big Fatty question, Big Fatty. Hello, Hatters, Big Fatty, hi, everyone, I hope you're too, I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you had us today, because y'all, as I record this on the 2th of January, y'all, today, the 2th of January would have been the Orange Hat's 92nd celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, woke up and on Monday morning and wished the Orange Hat a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, did he have anything to say? No, he was very busy. Very busy. Big Fatty, maybe he was still asleep. Dirt nap. Music, it sounds lovely. Y'all, you better be spirited, because many of you are headed back to the coal mine, your respective coal mines today. And y'all, I don't know about y'all, but when Big Fatty was working, y'all, the four-day work weeks, they always just were, they felt just terribly long. I mean, the time just drug on and drug on, Big Fatty. But, y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, by the way, I don't think there's going to be an LFC this week. Old Veda and the Jaw, they went to the car lot for the New Year's Eve, and not heard of their return yet. So, I mean, I guess it's possible when Veda gets back, but Big Fatty, you know he'll be worn out, well, from travel. No, Big Fatty, from the Jaw. Oh, well, could be. But anyway, let's see, what was I going to say? I was going to say, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I hadn't gotten enough steps yet, so I did a little indoor nipple walking here at the villa while I was watching the 60 Minutes, and y'all, it was a good episode. There's talking about being fat, Big Fatty, y'all, they say you can blame it on genetics, that you are predestined to be enormous, Big Fatty. So y'all, Yes, Big Fatty, just yes. So y'all, that was good news. And then there was another thing on there about Radio Free Europe. Y'all, I didn't know it still existed, and it does. And then there was another story about what was that one about? I don't recall off the top of my head what it was about, but it was good. Y'all, then after that, what did I watch after that? I don't remember. I may have caught up on something, or I may have just had the TV machine on. y'all headed to bed at a reasonable time. I know what I watched. Y'all, after the 60 minutes, y'all, I watched this program called The Gift, Kindness Goes Viral. And y'all, it's by that Steve Hotman he's the last story every Friday on the CBS Evening News with that Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, some of it were updates on these stories that he's done on the news. But y'all, it basically came down to, kindness is one of those things that... people we need to do more of. And y'all, you've heard me speak of that on this little show before. And it was just stories of kindness. And y'all, I'm going to put a link on the show notes today. You can watch it on the www. But this will take you to the link to it. And it's about 45-minute show, but it's broken up in segments and everything. But y'all, we all need to be more kind. Y'all, if you have no other resolution this year, just be more kind. And there's a thing on there about a mathematician came up with a formula for kindness going viral in the world. And y'all, it's really quite simple. And but I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I do wish that if you have the time, go over there and watch that. Like I say, I'm going to put a link in the show notes, assuming I can figure out how to do it. Be ready. Anyway, go over there and watch it, y'all. And while you're at it, just be kind. Yes, be ready. In fact, y'all, I saw this thing on the WWW, this company, I think it's a organization that, I don't want to say it's a charity, but I think it's a organization that helps people. But anyway, they sell these signs that say, be kind. And they're about 7 inches tall and about 2 feet wide, and you can put them outside and... have it painted whatever colors you want, and I may order one of those, but I hadn't decided yet. But why not just say be kind to everybody? Enough of that. Y'all, slept like a baby and had a lovely evening sleep. Y'all, I did wake up a little bit early. Around 5 a.m. in the morning, y'all, my throat was so dry, I don't know why, I had a little sip of water, and y'all, the next thing I knew, it was 7:20 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty Miss Gail King waits for no one. Well, she's off this week, or she was off today, got up, had my coffee, did the Sudoku, did the Wordle, did the Quartle, did the Waffle, did the Be Ready. I'm exhausted just listening. And y'all, then I was off 5 hours off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all did Fat Acres, and I added the big circle back in. So, y'all, that was good. Anyway, y'all came back, and I watched a little bit of The Price is Right. Y'all, I was very upset on Sunday, on New Year's Day. The local stations here in Charleston, they weren't showing the Tournament of Roses parade. And, you know, one of my favorite things is the seeing which organization wins the Isabella Coleman Award. Yes, Big Fatty, Isabella Coleman. Anyway, y'all, they were preempted on Sunday. I don't know why they did that. But anyway, I came back, and y'all, I decided it was time to take down the outdoor Crema decorations. So y'all, I took all the containers out of the little storage area for all the Crema decorations and put them on the back porch of the villa. And y'all, then I started the slow process of taking down the decorations and kind of organizing them. Y'all, I've got little Crema organization tip. Y'all, for some reason, and I don't know why, but the folks that make extension cords, they don't tell you how long they are. They don't print it on the cord anywhere, either on the plug or the outlet end. And, y'all, it seems like a no-brainer, print it on there so people know how long they are. So, y'all, I just took a Sharpie, and I measured them as I took them all, took them down and all today. And I wrote on the Sharpie on the outlet and on the plug part how long they were. So it'll make it a little bit easier next year. But I'm surprised no one's come up with that, Big Fatty. But took all the lights down. And, y'all, I haven't packed up. I haven't packed up the outdoor decorations yet, because y'all, I'm being methodical about this. Oh, be ready, my little storage area, most of the space in it is taken up by Crema items. So what I've decided to do, I'm going to Tuesday, I'm going to go in and I want to clean out some of the crapola that is in that storage unit that, for whatever reason, it's just becoming a glob of mess. And I want to organize it a little bit. And so I'm going to do that while the stuff is out, maybe sweep it out real good and everything. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all of my Crema containers, and if there are any decorations or anything that were left in there that I didn't use this year, I'm going to toss them, because obviously I'm not going to use them. So that's what I'm going to do. And then once the storage area is clean, then I can put the decorations back in. So the indoor decorations are going to be up for a few more days. Ooh, Big Fatty. Anyway, Big Fatty, is that See's Candies Bridge Mix? It is. I probably had a little bit too much of that. By the way, Phoenix Dave from Red Stick, delicious. It's just delicious. And the ferns, the ferns have gone to glory. And I took the hanging baskets down, and I moved them into the backyard out by a little area. I'm calling it the fern hospital. And y'all, we're just going to see if there's any chance that they'll come back. We'll have to get the Nip to come look at them, because he made the comment the other day that ferns will come back. But y'all, these are just kind of, they're just damn ugly is what they are. And so anyway, and y'all, you know, my little Crema trees that I planted over the summer, My juniper trees, I took the colored lights off of that, and I took the colored lights down off around the carport, and y'all, I put up white lights. Racist! No, just so I could have, y'all, I liked having the light out there. And so I just, but you know, you don't want crema lights up all year long. So I put little white lights on that, and I think those are going to come on at sunset and run a few hours every day, and it'll be lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I sat down. Oh, by the way, y'all, I came in, I had to take a break there for a while. And y'all, I came in and I took a look at the Twitty. Took a look at the Twitty, and y'all, I see that Gernity in Tampa. Yeah, this is about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and the sports ball game is on and everything. And he's made a comment, oh, I'm really enjoying the Tournament of Roses parade. I went, what? And y'all, I went into the guide on the TV machine, and y'all went back to 11 a.m. Y'all, the Tournament of Roses parade was on Monday instead of on Sunday. Big Fatty, it's the Tournament of Roses parade observed. It's true. And so y'all, regardless, I missed it. I missed it. So y'all, my best to the to the winner of the Isabella Coleman Award, whoever you might be. And y'all, let's just see. I've got, y'all, one other thing that happened New Year's Day. Y'all remember when I was over there in Rome, Italy, over the summer? Y'all, I had the 23-year-old little guy from Norway that was all about Big Fatty. And y'all, he saw me on, well, I guess he's friended me on the Grin Doctor. And he's, oh, hey, Big Fatty, happy new year, Big Fatty. I wish I was with you, Big Fatty. Bah, 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 Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was just kind of nice. And there you have it. And y'all, I don't think I'm going to have time to get to one of those questions today. Gus Chan, I've got it right here. But anyway, oh, y'all, I did. I did add up the amount of savings from the coupon for 2022, and y'all, I'm gonna save that and tell you about it on Hump Day tomorrow. Big Fatty, well, you know that's Von Zeese Day. It's true. So y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Heard from Olive. Heard from Olive on New Year's Day, and y'all, the pub over there at the retirement center is going to be closed, too, I say, Tuesday night. So y'all, I think we're going to go to the Oak Creek Grill and have supper there. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the number one fan of the BFO for 2022. That's the Fay driver, Big Fatty. He'll be giving that up here soon. It's true. Details to follow. And Fay, as the number one fan of the BFO, what advice would you give new listeners to the BFO?
I think I'm going to miss this Big Fatty podcast.
Oh, yes, make sure you subscribe, but miss...
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.